WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, and someone starts dominating the chat, or maybe you have an idea but can't quite bring yourself to share it? That's where assertiveness comes in. It's not about being aggressive, trust me. It's more like finding your voice, standing up for yourself respectfully, and expressing your needs and opinions without fear. And let me tell you, having that kind of confidence can change your life, from crushing those networking events to finally getting that promotion you deserve. So today, we're diving deep into assertiveness. We'll uncover the keys to mastering this skill, giving you practical tools to feel more confident and in control of your interactions. Get ready to level up your social game because we're about to unlock a whole new dimension of confidence. First things first, let's talk about what assertiveness actually is. Think of it like finding that sweet spot between being passive and aggressive. You're not shyly stepping back or bulldozing through everyone else. Assertiveness means communicating your needs and boundaries clearly, respectfully, and confidently. It's about saying, yes, when you mean yes, no, when you mean no, and feeling comfortable expressing your opinions without feeling guilty. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you become more assertive. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation of assertiveness. You have value. Believe in yourself, your ideas, and your right to be heard. Recognize that your feelings and needs matter just as much as anyone else's. 2. Practice active listening. Ever feel like people aren't really listening when you speak? Well, active listening is about truly paying attention to what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to talk. It shows respect and helps build trust, creating a more balanced conversation. 3. Use I statements. Instead of blaming or accusing, focus on expressing your own feelings and perspective using I statements. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel frustrated when I'm interrupted because it makes it hard for me to share my thoughts." 4. Set boundaries with confidence. Boundaries are essential for healthy relationships. Learn to say no to requests that you're not comfortable with, and don't be afraid to speak up if someone crosses a line. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's about protecting your well-being and ensuring you're treated with respect. 5. Body language speaks volumes. Even without words, your body language can communicate assertiveness. Stand tall, make eye contact, and speak in a clear, confident voice. These nonverbal cues project self-assurance and show that you're serious about what you have to say. Think about the last time someone tried to talk over you in a meeting or push their agenda without considering your input. Did it leave you feeling unheard or frustrated? Maybe you had an idea but chickened out of sharing it because you were afraid of being judged. That's assertiveness at play, or lack thereof. Now, imagine yourself confidently expressing your thoughts, respectfully disagreeing when necessary, and even politely steering the conversation back on track. Feeling more empowered already? That's the magic of assertiveness. So remember, developing assertiveness is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and courage to step outside your comfort zone and speak up for yourself. But with each small victory, you'll gain confidence, strengthen your relationships, and create a more fulfilling life. Take this episode as your starting point. Start by identifying one area where you could use more assertiveness. Maybe it's speaking up at work, setting healthier boundaries with friends, or simply saying no to requests that drain your energy. Make a conscious effort to practice the I statements, set clear boundaries, and own your voice. Remember, being assertive isn't about bossing people around, it's about respecting yourself and others. And that's something we can all get behind, right? Thanks for tuning in, guys. I hope you got some valuable takeaways from today's episode. Remember to share this podcast with anyone who could benefit from a little boost of assertiveness confidence. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, go out there and own your voice. The world is waiting to hear what you have to say.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.